Here at the Almond Joy Factory, where tropical vibes abound, we use soft, fresh-tasting coconut.
The crunchiest almonds and delicious chocolate candy.
Ah, but do you know what our most important ingredient is?
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't.
Almond Joy's got nuts and something even way better than that. Yes, Almond Joy is made with almonds and joy.
From number one New York Times bestselling author C.J. Box comes the thrilling new novel, Battle Mountain. Game warden Joe Pickett crosses paths with outlaw falconer Nate Romanowski on his hunt for vengeance. Their journeys converge at Battle Mountain. Available now wherever books are sold.
The Last Word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
So Sarah Slattery is away this week for our weekly travel spot. Well, one of our colleagues at travelexpert.ie is joining us, Caitlin Murphy. And what Caitlin is going to do for us is tell us about, well, travel isn't always just about a short holiday, a short break. Sometimes it can be going away for a year, as she did to Australia. So she's going to tell us how to go about it. Caitlin, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Matt. It's great. So I was in Australia for a year on a work and holiday visa, and it was absolutely amazing. It was something different, new experiences, new friends and stuff like that. So I worked over there for a full year and experience the whole country. So yeah, working and holidaying over in Australia. So it was amazing.
You're not long back, are you?
No, I came back in, arrived home in December. So not long back at all.
Okay.
Feels like a fever dream.
Okay, tell us about your year there. How you go about actually getting it. Do you have to be under a certain age to get one of these visas to go for a year to Australia?
Yeah, correct. So if we're talking about the 417 visa, which is the most popular one, So that's for ages 18 to 35. It was 30 and then it got brought up to 35 a couple of years ago. So once you're in that age bracket, you're able to get the 417, which gives you a year working and holidaying, obviously down in Australia.
Okay, and presumably given the costs of Australia, you would need to work for a while. You couldn't go for a year-long holiday, could you?
Of course, yeah. So you would, essentially the way the visa works is you have 6 months working, so you can only work for a certain company for 6 months at a time on this visa. So this means they want you to be able to work for 6 months and then go and explore the country. So a lot of the contracts for the jobs would be 3 to 6 months and no longer than 6 months, unless it was, you know, something that maybe they needed in like a healthcare facility or something that they could get the government to extend. But most of the jobs over there would be 6 months. But that's kind of nice. You kind of get a feel for the job and then you can move on to something else if you want.
Yeah, what sort of work did you do?
I was kind of just based in kind of admin roles and call centers, which was fine for me. I found it kind of hard to get into the travel industry over there. So they kind of wanted people that could do longer than 6 months. And I found that with a lot of people that I met, they were kind of in the same boat, really looking for jobs in their study or their field, and they couldn't really get them. So a lot of people just go for cafe work or admin kind of jobs, really whatever you can take. Well, that was in my perspective. I just kind of whatever I could get, I took, and it all worked out fine for me.
You didn't end up working on a farm or down a mine, did you? Because you hear these stories of people going to Australia, but is that necessarily something people do under the 1 year visa?
You can. So essentially the farm work or the regional work, as they call it, is for extending your 1 year visa onto a 2 year. So if you go for just a year, you don't have to do any of that, unless you wanted to. Obviously, if you're in maybe the agriculture background or something, or if you just wanted to go and save a little bit of money. But for the second year visa, you need to do 3 months, which is 88 days in a regional area. It doesn't have to be farming now. They did change the rules a little bit. And you can work in hospitality up in like the northern part or up in Queensland. Once it's in a rural area, they can pass as the regional, yeah.
A lot of them are hard jobs, though. You could be down the mines or you could be tree felling.
Definitely.
And you could be fishing and pearling, apparently. So there's a lot of tough work might be involved if you stay on. But come back to the start. Getting the initial visa, that 1 year visa, if you're under the age of 35, how hard is it to get?
For me personally, it was quite easy. It's just you apply online and it came through within 20 minutes. They just look for like your passport, a photo of your passport and a few like background questions. It can be really, really easy to get once you're obviously in that age bracket. they ask you a few questions about what you kind of work as in Ireland and stuff like that. Say if you're a nurse or you work maybe in childcare, you might have to go through like a medical. But other than that, it's really, really easy to get.
Do you have to have proof of funds to show that if you're over there, you have access to cash in the bank?
Yeah, so they do ask for it. They don't ask when you get to the country. So obviously you're going to be saving to go anyway. They want around 3,000 Australian dollars, which is, no, sorry, 3,000 euro and 5,000 Australian dollars, which is the minimum that they want. So yeah, that's what you need to have to show that you're able to support yourself while you're there.
Okay. Do you have to have a flight booked to get a visa? Because I'm sure people would be worried that if they didn't get the visa, then that the price of the flight is booked. And do you have to show that it's a return flight to guarantee that you will be leaving?
No, not at all. So when you apply for the visa, it's, say if we did it today, it would be valid until this day next year. So you have a whole year to kind of enter the country and you don't need a return flight or anything like that. You have, obviously, you don't know if you're going to do a year or two or three even. So they don't know if you're going to do your regional work or not. So yeah, they like it's grand. You can put in a date that you might be going. So I kind of knew I was going to be there after I traveled for maybe November time. So I put the November date in, but they're not strict on that. You don't have to have a flight booked once you kind of have an idea when you want to go within the year, because if the year runs out and the validity of the visa will run out and you'll have to buy a new one, which obviously no one will want that. It's kind of expensive. It's about 390 euro depending on the exchange rate.
Now, obviously a valid passport is an essential. What about things like travel insurance though?
Yeah, you'll need to be covered for travel insurance and you'll need to let the company know that it is a one-way ticket that you have. So obviously you're covered for everything over there, and they do have kind of a thing in place. They do cover if you were to go to A&E in Australia, they have something in place with the Irish government that they would look after you if something happened like that. Obviously you do need insurance for anything else, but there is like an agreement with the governments to look after the holiday visa makers.
Okay. All right. There's quite a few things you need. What about a driver's license? Can you pick up another one out there in Australia by bringing your Irish one with you?
It's better to get that done before you arrive. So an international driver's permit, if you plan to drive, say you're maybe going to be a little bit out of the city, or you're going to be maybe based in Perth, is where you most likely need a car. So you'll need to have your international driver's permit before you enter the country, just to save a lot of hassle. And once it's organised, then you have it for the whole time you're in Australia.
Okay. Is there a good time of year to go, as in better for getting jobs and getting accommodation at a fair price?
Yeah, I think so. So around this time now is obviously the busiest because it's summertime. So December to March is obviously their busiest time. If I was to go again, or any kind of tips to give people, I'd say go in like the winter time, which is our summer, so June to kind of September time, just because people go to, maybe you go to Asia to get away from the winter in Australia, and there's a little bit more jobs, a little bit more apartments and stuff like that. Not always the case, but I think it would be slightly easier than this time of year.
Okay, now did you find yourself staying in the part of Australia you'd initially expected to stay in?
No, so I was set on Sydney. I had my heart set in Sydney from kind of when I decided I want to go to Australia. I think that's kind of what everyone thinks at the start, like the big dream and Sydney and the Opera House and the Harbour Bridge. But when I got there, I started in Brisbane and then I went to Melbourne, and I don't know what it was about Melbourne. I think it was just the vibe, the people. I just had a really, really good time. So I just kind of said to myself, do I want to go to Sydney and then regret leaving Melbourne? So I decided to go to Sydney and see what it's like for Christmas time. And then, yeah, I went back to Melbourne and it was totally flipped on the head. So I didn't know if I was going to like either of them, and I ended up loving Melbourne. So I stayed there for the year.
And it was easy enough to get work and accommodation, was it?
Yeah, for me, I was quite lucky. I was very lucky. I wasn't out of a job at any stage, and I had an apartment as soon as I applied for one. So it was quite easy in that front. I think, to be honest, luck can be on your side. And you need to like speak to people. If there's like communities, you need to tell people you're looking for a job, tell people you're looking for an apartment. And obviously the more people you talk to, the more you're going to be lucky in getting a place or getting a job, you know.
Now, it's not cheap over there though, is it?
It's cheaper than I expected, but not cheap in that sense. So obviously the cost of living in Ireland is getting more. So I didn't find it too bad when I got there. I thought it would be a lot worse. the wages are kind of higher to match the spending. It's like the little things that you think of. So say the likes of your rent is obviously going to be that little bit more, but you're going to get a fully furnished apartment, maybe in a good location. You have, say, like your groceries. I found the groceries quite cheap compared to Ireland. Like a full shop in Ireland might cost, I don't know, near to 100 euro a week. But when we were in Australia, it was only about 50 euro. I know I was kind of sharing with people, but it was the little things that I was kind of like, oh, that's a little bit cheaper than Ireland. And obviously, with the wages being that little bit higher, you kind of noticed it a little bit more, that you had more money left every week.
Going out's expensive though, isn't it? And they also tend to work to different hours to what we're used to, as in up much earlier in the morning, but perhaps things winding down a bit earlier in the evening.
Yeah, they are. They're up and early, like risers. So people are on the beach at like 6, 7 in the morning before work. So that's where like the work-life balance comes in a little bit. And then obviously they're in bed maybe at 9, 10 o'clock, like, whereas, well, in Ireland I'd be up later, but in Australia, yeah, it was bed kind of early and up kind of earlier, which is just their way of living, which is, it's kind of nice for a change really, and the sun shining and stuff.
Caitlin, I'm going to finish by asking you a question I think I know the answer to. Would you recommend this to people?
Of course, yeah, definitely, for a change of scenery, new opportunities, new friends, and yeah, just all around good vibes.
Thank you very much, Caitlin Murphy from thetravelexpert.ie.
The Last Word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
High Five Casino lets you play your favorite slot and live table games like blackjack with the chance to redeem for real cash prizes. High Five Casino has a giant selection of over 1,200 games, including hundreds of exclusive games only found on High Five Casino. It's always free to play, and free coins are given out every 4 hours. Ready to have your own high five moment? Visit highfivecasino.com. That's high, the number 5, casino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.